Joined here by head coach Lee Warford. Going to get into some Pattonsburg Panther talk here on a Tuesday afternoon at KTTN. Coming up later tonight, we will have the 6 o'clock doubleheader from Princeton. Eastern side of the GRC, Trenton Bulldogs will take on the Tigers tonight. It is a full slate of action in the old GRC, and that means Pattonsburg, the conference home opener against the Shamrocks in North Harrison is tonight. As we're joined here by Coach Warford. Yeah, if anything, these teams and these student-athletes know each other just for the fact that football co-op's coach, and I know we're talking a girls' basketball game, but that co-op kind of makes the Shamrocks against Pattonsburg a little bit more interesting.
Yes, it does. It seems to kind of up the ante a little bit on the game just because of how well they do know each other or a rivalry built in. It's more so on the boys' side than the girls' side. But, yeah, there is definitely a sense of urgency when you play it, when you're co-op partners.
And we were kind of talking off the air a little bit about, and it's kind of been this way, especially offensively in girls basketball in this area for about the first 3 weeks of the season. It kind of seems like there's a lot of Jekyll and Hyde going on where sometimes the ball's going into the hoop. Sometimes you get a night where you just can't throw it in the ocean, and you had one of those nights against Gilman City on Friday, sounds like.
Yes, we did. And because I got to looking at the stats, you know, they scored 36 points, but they went 5 for 24 from the free throw line. And we scored 26 points, and we made 3 of 9. That was just it's just the type of game it was. Neither team could get any momentum or any foundation, and it just was an ugly basketball game.
You know, they got to the line so much more than you guys did, Coach. What did that come down to? Are they just more aggressive looking to get the ball to the hole?
No, a lot of it was they were really attacking our traps real well. And sometimes when you're having bad shooting nights, you tend to foul, you tend to not rebound, you tend to not get back on defense. Just all these things just pile up on each other. And I think it was just a combination of many things.
It looks to me, and I'm just, you know, I know more about the eastern side and the western side of the GRC, but as I kind of just look at some of the teams that you play, it looks like some of the strength of the western side of the GRC in girls basketball, it's over there toward that I-29 corridor. Your St. Joseph Christian, your North Andrew, you know, King City going over that way. I've heard good things about the Lady Wildcats. Is that kind of the way it looks, Coach, where some of the power in the west is going to be over further west and further east?
I think you mentioned the top three teams for sure in the GRC West. I don't see anybody else really breaking into that group. I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but those three really seem to have had some separation.
Yeah, and you know, I bring those up because you're not playing those teams this week. You're playing North Harrison tonight. You're playing Albany on Friday. And you want to kind of get that taste of the Gilman City loss out, and you kind of forget that one, flush it, and move on. It's an opportunity, obviously, a couple of games that you'd be competitive in, maybe get a couple of W's, but they're also on your home court. So you're looking at this week, I'm sure, and saying, we got to turn this thing around after Friday night.
Well, I'll just sit back for the ride here on this, I guess, because if ball won't go in the basket for you, there's nothing any coaching can do. And we shoot off the gun every day and try to put up 300-400 shots as a team all the time. Just the opposite, you know, everything went in for us against Tri-County on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And just one game made a difference, and it was both on our home court. And it's just a young basketball team. Young, inexperienced basketball team that is going to have ups and downs. This is going to be a roller coaster for us.
Yeah, the Shamrocks, Coach, and I know they haven't been scoring a ton up there with their team this year, so yeah, you'll try to get your offense going against them a little bit. What do the Albany Warriors have this year? Any sort of scouting report that you have at this early point of the week as you kind of take a sneak peek at Friday?
They are much improved. They've got some numbers out this year. They're just a much improved basketball team. They really struggled last year just because of of numbers out, but they've got some nice pieces. Tronson Girl's a nice player, and they'll be a test for us.
Is there anything that you guys have going between Albany and in the new year, or are you going to have quite the long break there?
Well, we go to Holiday Hoops.
Okay.
On the 20th, and the team I don't know anything about, North Missouri Knights. I don't know anything about them.
We were just talking about that team, for sales purposes, about 20 minutes ago, and we don't know anything about them too. I don't know if they're a traveling team or what they are, but it'll be somebody different.
I think they're, from what I understand, they're a homeschool team.
Gotcha.
Homeschool Association, which is a option for students who are homeschooled in the state of Missouri to form a team. And I don't even know where they're from. I don't know who they've played. Have they played anybody?
Right. They're the North Missouri Knights, so they're from North Missouri. We'll figure that part out.
Yeah,
there you go. North Harrison tonight, Albany Friday, both at home for Pattonsburg. Coach, we'll catch up with you next Tuesday. Talk about that North Missouri matchup. Good luck tonight against the Shamrocks.
Thank you, sir.